Hello all, this is Blonde Hair Girl. It's truly the middle of the night and I wake up a lot at night and sometimes I can fall back to sleep and sometimes not. But I've noticed that my sleeping patterns have really changed and I have been sleeping more, which is something that I really think that I've needed. I think that sleep is very important for us. Very, very important for us. But anyway, I woke up and I just was laying there and I'm just thinking about my life, and topics that I have talked about, I feel like a million times now. But it's just the topic of life, of existence. And I am in my material, I use my life as an experiment because I do believe that we create our reality. I do believe that. And I believe that that is how things come to be, is through our imagination and through the imagination of something. I've said this over and over and over again that I don't believe in a separation between that which is the creator and the creator, the created. I don't believe in a separation. I believe that everything is it. And so I try my absolute best to not give what I call God, because I'm comfortable with that term, a gender. Because I don't believe that God has a gender. And when people use God with the gender, and it is nearly always he, although I think I would have the same reaction, maybe not the same, if somebody used God in the term she as well. Sorry. But mostly he, as in when somebody uses the term he regarding God, I typically take that as the God of the Bible, which I don't believe in. Yesterday, one of my clients was sitting at the dining table and she was writing something. And I went over and I said, "Wow, they were beautiful. It was this beautiful page of all these notes." And I just asked her, "This is so pretty." And she was telling me it was all Bible. And she says, "Yeah, I've been reading the Old Testament." And she started to talk. She goes, "Yeah, it's really difficult, you know, that." And she starts to talk about God and God doing these horrible things, you know, like killing these people and demanding the dead. She actually said it just so beautifully, but she believes in all of this. But she was talking about the sacrifice, animal sacrifice. You read through the Old Testament and there's animal sacrifice, you know, and then she said, but Jesus was the sacrifice for us. And I don't believe in any of that. I don't believe in that. I think it is an incredibly barbaric idea, and that's just what I've come to. But I do believe in Jesus. I do believe in that, and so I look to Jesus, and what we had to learn from him having a gender, male. And I see a person who was incredibly powerful and was able to create things. And it, strangely enough, I do believe in some of the stories about Jesus, in him being able to multiply the fish and turn the water into wine and such. I believe that he was way ahead of his time, or maybe not. Maybe we've just been taught this the belief that somehow we are evolving and maybe let me get back. I'm like losing my train of thought. This is just kind of wild, because I just had this thought that he seemed revolutionary for the time, or it would seem that he was revolutionary for the time, but we really, what I know about time and space and existence at this point is that there really truly is only a now. So there is really truly only this very moment at any given moment. And so if that is the case, it is not what we think it is, and that all timelines, all possibilities are in this moment. And I think that things are layered upon one another. So even though we would see ourselves as possibly more evolved now than it was on the planet 2,000 years ago, and especially based on things that I have been seeing recently, I don't know that that's true. We may have advanced in some ways, as in we're flying around in airplanes today and we weren't possibly 2,000 years ago, but I don't know. But that is not the same as the evolution of the soul, I suppose, and the advancement of the soul. But it seems that Jesus knew how to use the power that we are to create, which was a really amazing thing. And there are other people in history who did amazing things such as this as well. You know, like they've talked about, I haven't studied it, but you know, like monks who could levitate and change their heart rate and just all kinds of supernatural instances. Okay, so for my sake, the only one that I'm really familiar with is Jesus. So I'm pondering, and these are all going to come together here in a little bit, but I'm pondering the nature of my own life a lot. I feel like almost every second of every day, I'm checking in with myself, I'm seeing where I'm at, and I have to tell you, I have this undercurrent of sadness, this undercurrent of unfulfillment, that I feel like that I am now in my life taking responsibility for, and I don't know how to change it. I don't know how. And so I look to the people and theories and theorists around me, and I have to tell you, practicing all of these techniques has left me wanting. It is not what they say it is, at least in my life. It is not what they say it is, as in some kind of foolproof formula. It's just not. I've practiced it day in and day out. And I could also say that I'm not doing it correctly. Okay, so I'm missing something. I'm missing some piece of this puzzle. Because I am not able to, like what Jesus said, say to that mountain to move. And I think that he actually meant it. I think that he actually meant to say to that mountain to move and it would move. Like, quite literally. Like, I've made, like, these excuses. Because I pondered this. You can tell, like, these layers of that particular, just that statement. You could say to that mountain to move and it would move. Because he knew how to do this. He knew how to do this. How to move the mountain, turn the water to wine, multiply the food. And so what he said was, he said to ask and believe it is given, and then it will be given. And so it could be argued that I just don't know, have enough belief. I don't have enough belief, but only God and I know if I've had enough belief. Only God and I know. like, how do you, so if you had enough belief, it would be there, right? Correct? Is that the implication? So I had enough moment. I had another moment, and I was like, I just give up. I just give up. I'm tired of it. I don't think we can necessarily give up. I don't think we can give up because it's just how it is. We are creating our reality. We are just creating it all the time, every day. We're getting up and we're just creating it. And so we're either creating the same day over and over and over and over again, or we're creating it as we would like to be, we would like it to be. And so I look at my life and I'm sitting here going, my life is markedly different than it was. I'm trying to remember how many days it was. 4 months, blah, blah, blah. I was reading on my benefits, my paid time off, PTO, they call it. How many days I've been here. I don't know if it's actually correct on there. I think I've been there longer. It's almost been 6 months. Okay, so 6 months ago, I radically changed my life. I just radically changed it. I did. I moved 1,300 miles away from where I was living. And so now, plop, I'm in a totally different environment. And I'm pretty happy. There are some things that are not going exactly as I would like them. And I'm not really sure what I'm going to do. I'm giving this a year. I may just pack up all my stuff and move back to what I consider home. I don't know. This hasn't gone exactly as I thought it would, but I didn't have huge expectations because I really had no idea what to expect. But since I've been here, I have done things different every single day. I change it up. I try to drive to work differently every day. I try to put on my makeup differently every day. I try to brush my teeth with my left hand instead of my right. I try to put my pants on in a different leg, leading with a different leg. I mean, every single day, I change it up. And I say this for the betterment of my brain, because I think it is good for our brain to change things up. But the things that I was desiring the absolute most, the things that I, that like, if you're, you know, and I hate to have this hierarchy of the hierarchy of desire, the thing that you absolutely desire the most. And I was sitting here and I'm, you know, I have accepted the fact that it may never happen for me. It just may not. I may just have to accept something in my life that I don't really want to accept, as it's going to be that way. As I feel as though I have done everything humanly possible to change this particular aspect of my life. And I've tried to change my beliefs. I've tried to do this, do that, you know, just really, you know. And as I was laying here, I just started to talk to God, and I just said, you know, it's like, can I just say a triple please, 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 instead of just please? And then all the while knowing that this thing that I believe that would make my life happier has not always in the past made my life happier. But I have this unrelenting thought or desire or idea or that it could be different. I could have a different experience. And then I say to myself, okay, maybe it's just in another lifetime, if there is another lifetime. I don't know if, given the choice, when I go into the next phase of my being and I leave this physical plane, that I will ever come back here. I just don't know. I might. I mean, I really believe this planet is so beautiful. And I also believe that life here, you know, although I don't think it was actually made to be this way, but it is, it's so hard because of the powers here who would seek to just control the powers on this planet. Just seek control. And so there's all these things that you have to do just to exist. You have to do all this stuff just to exist. And I don't know if it has to be that way, but we have to change it collectively for it to be a different way. And I just don't, you know, it's like, and daily, I haven't been talking about it because I really believe that as we focus on these things, we what's the word, propagate them, we expand them, we create them by our attention to it. But I like to keep, you know, I like to kind of be just a little bit informed as to what's going on in the United States. And I have to say that I am incredibly, like, and I can't say indoctrinate, because I was raised very conservative and Republican. So I don't know what happened to me, but I just feel like I deviated from my parents, although I'm a very moderate person. I am. I'm not way liberal, and I'm not conservative. I believe in taking care of people. And if I'm going to put my money, if I'm going to pay taxes, I want those taxes to go toward social programs and taking care of the infrastructure of our country and that type of thing. And not necessarily as much on the military. And I'm not talking about the employees of the military, but I'm talking about buying weapons and giving money to... anyway, not going to get on that subject. But I tend to run... But I like to find out what's going on in our country regarding, I guess, politics. And how did I get on the topic of politics from... And I'm laughing because just right now in this very moment, I'm thinking that while Jesus attempted to not be political, it's very, very challenging to not be political whatsoever when you have the power to lead people to a different way of being. Because I think that that was threatening to them about him in the sense of executing him. We don't want people to know that they can change their life. We don't want people to know that they are not subject to the rules with which they have created that we are supposed to live under, whatever they are. Which is ironic because I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, talking about politics. A lot of these politicians want us to live under the rules of the Bible. There's one, I think some guy in Iowa just got elected. I think it was Iowa, it could be somewhere else. They want to get rid of no-fault divorce and abortion. And there was a lot of, but like the no-fault divorce is a really, you know, because people are filing for divorce more so now, they do not want women to have any choices because it is usually a woman who files for divorce. And women file for divorce because they generally, because they feel this imbalance of power and labor, that they are doing the majority of the labor in the home and thanklessly. But it can be various reasons. But anyway, so I was walking along, you know, doing my contemplating, or I call it philosophizing. Is that a word? I love to come up with words. Snuffleupagus. Philosophizing. So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about, you know, just in one of my moments of, you know, I just can't seem to change my reality. And then, you know, this thought just always just kind of pops into my head, you know, that the guy, Jesus, who probably could have told a mountain to move, found himself in a situation where he couldn't get out of being executed. And some would say that the reason why he couldn't get out of being executed was because he was supposed to sacrifice his life for the sins of the world. But I'm not entirely sure that I believe that. It was a truly horrible moment. And a horrible thing that happened to him. And it's part of the reason why I just quit believing in the Bible altogether and the whole idea of Christianity being based on that. He was the sacrifice, the Lamb of God. It was a time during when Matthew Shepherd was beaten nearly to death and did die. He died from his injuries. And I was thinking about his mother. I was just like, you know, I was just like, what she must have felt like sending her son off to school and then having him be this victim of a hate crime. You know, and then I started to think, you know, it's like, okay, so God sacrificed his quote unquote only son. And that just seems to me just that God would require the shedding of blood for the forgiveness of sins just doesn't seem right to me. It just doesn't make sense to me, and it hasn't for years. And I'm saying that out loud. I know it's heresy to some people, but it's just so weird to be somebody who so fervently believes in Jesus but does not believe in Christianity. I don't. I'm laughing. Okay, so getting back to Jesus as this amazing person who was able to turn water into wine, finding himself knowing he was in big, for lack of a better term, trouble with the powers that be, because my God, the masses cannot know about their power. The masses need to be obedient. And so if they know about their power, then, you know, then they themselves become not powerful in their own mind. You know, we can't all be abundant. We can't all be rich. We can't all live in big houses, right? Everybody has to, you know, there are only a few people could be billionaires, and then the rest of, you know, the population has to be small. Only some people can have great things and enjoy good meals. Because there's supposedly this pie, and a certain amount, right? And they don't want to lose their amount. So most of us are not supposed to have the same amount as them, because, you know, I mean, they're special and they work really hard. Which right at this very moment is what I think, I'm just having this impression that that is what Jesus was talking about when he said that it's hard for a rich man to go through the eye of the needle. Because it's this mentality, this pride mentality that they just have a hard time. Because you have to hold on to that. It's very hard to surrender and be in control at the same time. Okay, so back again to me walking along and being in my, it's not exactly a woe is me moment, but it is a why does it seem like I'm not able to do this? And then, you know, and then having this thought about Jesus crucified. Like if you're going to die, I mean, die is in physical death. If you're going to die in physical death, this is not the way you want to die. It's horrible. Whoever came up with it. Like the mind of people, it just is just unbelievable that somebody would come up with such a heinous thing. But anyway, so that was a horrible moment. That was a horrible moment. And so instead of like, accepting the fact that these people were like what I would consider in some ways primitive, as in they were dark and, I mean, this is some pretty horrible stuff here. Instead of accepting that they did this horrible thing and executed this extraordinary person, well, God so loved the world that he sacrificed his only son for the sins of the world. So we change the narrative. It's not that we're horrible people. It was God. See, God required the shedding of blood, and so sacrificed him. It was God who did it, right? I don't know. Just things that are coming to mind for me right in the moment. But I sit there and I think about what he must have been thinking. I mean, if he could say to that mountain to move, why didn't he? I mean, it's just a thought. But so in my biggest challenges in my life, I'm not challenged with that. And so that I am incredibly grateful for. That the things that I have going on in my life right now are much to the positive, and that I can't have it more positive. Okay. I mean, we're not talking about life or quote unquote death right now. We're just talking about something that may even seem trivial. But it is my life and it is our life, and I am trying to demonstrate, because I would like to learn and I would like to be like Jesus, and I would like to be able to turn the water to wine. I would like to be able to multiply the fish. I would like to say to the mountain to move and it would move. I would like to have that much confidence in that. But the weird part for me, this is the weird part for me, is that I can have like this strange, like I had this thought because I've been publishing has been on my mind because I'm working on a project. And so I had this minor, just minuscule thought, just thought. I didn't look it up. Was nowhere on my computer. There's just this thought of Penguin House. And then I got an email from Penguin House. And I thought that really strange. I thought, okay, well, maybe they are. Maybe my phone is able to tap somehow into my brain for some reason. But I thought it was really weird. And so like I'll have this minor, like I had this little thought because I was going to this event in September this year. And this before it, I had this just tiny little thought about my teeth. and having something happen before the event that I couldn't fix. And then the next thing I know, one of my teeth did break. It cracked. Thank God it was in a spot where nobody could see, because I could not get it fixed before the event. And so I have these things happen, and I try my best to not think about it. And when they do, when I call it catastrophizing. So when I do this now, I just give it to God, and I just say, because sometimes it'll just overcome me, and just more and more and more and more thoughts will come in, and I'm just like, oh my God, what our brain does. Our brain is a beautiful thing, trying to protect us all the time. But what if it's not like it was in the past? What if it's not like it was in the past? Like, I keep waiting for the shoe to drop. And that's a trite way of putting what happened to Jesus. I mean, that's what comes to mind for me. It was a massive horror. What happened to him? So I don't know. This podcast is a bit of a hodgepodge of things that are going on in my mind. But I don't know that there is this missing piece that I just can't seem to get a hold of, except that I do think that things go better when I am happier. Things go better in my life. Things flow better in my life when I am happier. So when I'm happier, things flow better than when I'm not happy. I know I said that 3 times and I apologize. It's just that the theory is to get happy, and then these things come into our life. That we are not dependent on these things to be happy. And so I attempt to do that. I attempt to just love myself. Take myself out on dates. Dress the way that I want to dress. Buy the things I want for myself. To love the people in my life that I have in my life right now. To love them. And to just try to make my experience here the best that I can in any given moment. For that sake and that sake alone. But I have to admit that there are moments like going into the holiday season again, year after year after year after year after year, being many years, going into the holiday season again with a desire of my heart that has not been filled. And so that demonstration has not come to fruition for me. I have not been able to demonstrate that in my life. And sometimes I just get discouraged. Massively discouraged. Oh, boy. Had some other like really weird impressions, but I think I'm going to leave that for a different podcast. I really hope this makes sense. I hope this makes sense. Oh boy. Anyway, I appreciate you listening, and I'll be back with other ideas. And that's a wrap.